too many ideas. So this basically goes in line with the top, no topic sentence. So then, okay, they know what he likes, what he doesn't like, his books, etc. They can also talk to the child's teachers and find out how they can help him. Okay, that's another way they can do so. Teachers have nobody to ask, or maybe they have the parents, who knows. So parents know their child best. Parents can talk to the child's teachers. They can monitor how much TV he watches. So they can, this is something else they can do. Doesn't have anything to do with what he likes or doesn't like. And they can help his concentration by cutting down on TV. Too many ideas here. Now, too many ideas is not a bad thing if each idea is expanded on. You elaborate, you explain why this is important, and you have to connect, right? Every sentence must flow in terms of ideas logically from one idea to the next. So here, this sentence and this sentence really have no connection. Here we're talking about what he likes, here about what they can do with their teachers. Two completely separate ideas, not connected by anything. Okay? Next, they can talk about TV. They can cut down on TV. Okay. What does that have to do with talking to the child's teachers? Nothing. Again, no connection. Different idea. So the reader is going, what are you trying to do here? Like, what is the purpose of this essay? What is the purpose of this paragraph? The point is, you're trying to support your idea why you think parents are the best teacher. Don't just throw in ideas. Which brings us to point number four. Good points. You're making good points. There's nothing wrong with the ideas here. They're actually quite good, quite strong in terms of supporting your opinion.